Welcome to Tough Love, your weekly Agony Aunt show that's not for the faint-hearted, with your host, Auntie Irene from thevisiblewoman.com.
Hello, here I am again. Here's your favourite Agony Aunt. This is part of my weekly podcast. So let's not hang about, because you want to listen to me, your Agony Aunt. Let's open the post bag today. This is a simple one. Anne's friends are always going on about being positive and using affirmations. She's getting a bit fed up with this inner ear all the time. So Anne, I'm really sorry to hear that your friends are going on and on and on and telling you that you should be doing them all day long. My advice is smile, say yes. Maybe even try them, or simply tell them that you write them down and do them when you remember. Don't by any means tell them that you don't believe in them, or else they'll be at you even more to prove that they do work. Remember, there's nothing worse than a zealot, as they can wear you down. Another suggestion is you could see them less often. Be busy when they call, when they visit, when they phone, whatever. It's over to you. You'll know if their friendship is worth it. Remember, Anne, don't listen to the zealots. Listen to yourself. Bye-bye. Oh, I've just found this one, and this one is really one for me as well. So Trudy is saying that she's getting downhearted about getting older. The aging process is troublesome for her. Here's my answer to you, Trudy. Yeah, it's awful to look in the mirror and see all the wrinkles you have now when once you were such a beauty. You've tried so hard to keep the aging process at bay, but it's not actually worked, has it? No, not really. We all get older, regardless of what we do. So what I'm going to say is, I suggest you count up the cost of your present beauty products and then multiply that amount by, I don't know, say 20. You'll be surprised at what you've spent. And looking in the mirror, you'll also say, as I can hear, what a waste, what a waste. Well, Trudy, you've done your best, so well done. Now stop looking so closely at yourself in the mirror, seeing every minute change, every small or big wrinkle. Just don't do it anymore. Stand a little back and look at yourself from a distance. I know that people can say beauty comes from within, and as we age, it's better to hold on to that, if nothing else, whether you believe it or not, and carry on smiling. Because did you know that whenever you smile, you use more facial muscles that way? Good luck, Trudy. Enjoy being yourself and go with the aging process. You're handling it fine. Bye. So then we have, here's the last one that I've taken out of my post bag. Oh, this is a slightly different one. So here is Jo, and Jo's having problems with her teenagers. She's been tearing her hair out, just having three teenagers in the house. And yes, what a chore it is for you, attempting to deal with all the daft, and maybe even troubling things that are going on with them around. And I agree, it is hard work. But first things first, I want to remind you that research shows that the teenagers go through such huge changes in their body, their feelings and their mind that it's difficult for them to cope with it all. See it as normal developmental issues that you're getting your knickers in a twist about, and you'll simply have to go on with it as everyone else does. Remember, you're not the only one, however it might feel like it. Just think back what it was like for you when you were at this stage. Or perhaps you were one of the non-moody, non-anxious ones who didn't bother with that pimple on their face, whether they would be chosen at the school dance or whatever. Or do their clothes fit in? Do their hair or their music choice? Were they in or out? Remember, sounds familiar to you? So, I want to finish up with, I would suggest that you simply ensure that you have time for yourselves, you and your husband. Have a nice glass or two, watch your TV or your music choice, and chill. Remember, you've only got 5 years of this. Good luck. So there you are. There are the three issues that I've dealt with today. I hope you've had some insight to maybe some of your own problems. So remember, this is bye-bye from your favourite agony aunt. If you've got any issues or problems, you can contact me on thevisiblewoman.com. Look forward to hearing from you. Bye.